Well, it's day three of our road trip down the Blues Highway. We've taken a little detour to the west to the city of Little Rock in Arkansas and to its fantastic state capitol building, a huge white domed building with its golden top. And this is where both Bill Clinton and Mike Huckabee served. One Democrat, one Republican, but both united by a common love for music. And playing here on the steps of the state capitol building is another politician following that same tradition, Republican state senator and rock bass player John Woods.
I think music and politics have always been and will always be intertwined. You know, music bridges all walks of life, and there's a lot of people politically that I may not agree with 100% of what they say, but that's not how I judge my friends.
But right now, the two main parties seem unable to work together at all. And if, as could happen after these elections, the Senate turns Republican as well as the House, John Wood's party could choose to give the president and the Democrats an even rougher ride.
I blame both sides. I think the Republican Party and the Democrat Party has people that just turn people off and just have bad attitudes. And you have to rise above that.
But there are those who feel that while there are only two main parties, Republicans and Democrats, this system can never work and will remain inherently corrupt. And we're at a record store now to come and see one musician who feels exactly that.
We've been watching you pull up those weeds, seeing you blow those leaves around.
In 2006, Rod Bryan ran for governor of Arkansas. He lost, but got 16,000 votes on an anti-government independent ticket.
Bill Clinton, he's become a very wealthy man. His wife has become very wealthy, and Arkansas is still sitting at the bottom.
Fold me up and put me on a fire.
These politicians, all they do is they keep the money people happy, and you know, they spread it around to the people that matter the most, but the people at the bottom are the ones that hurt the most. And when the people at the bottom are hurting bad, the politicians are out of touch with them.
Some things weren't made to move.
We put that to State Senator John Woods.
Do you not feel the pressure from outside forces, from lobby groups, from money?
Absolutely. I have lobbyists and special interest groups once a week that'll come up to me and say, you know, well, my client's not happy, or, hey, I really need you to do whatever it might be. And I'll just say, I'm sorry, I just can't help you. Rock and roll is an attitude, and as long as there's a government, people are going to have an opinion, and as long as there's an opinion, you'll have, you know, different ways to express that opinion. And music to me is just, it reaches across party lines.
Now I'm caught in the middle, I'm a little reminiscent, I am knowing that the seconds pass as the beat goes.